Tosfos Harosh. They ask, as all the Rishonim do, what's the mezuyich mitoichin and shalei lishma? My inyan mezuyich mitoichin and shalei lishma. Tosfos says that the reason why they pass on chasim and shalei lishma is a gzera chasim up to ksiba. In the Tosfos Harosh, it's more mavur that just as they were geyser, karvei posel, chasima with karvei posel, dilma osi lemimser beyapayu, lest he come to use karvei mepsulim for the edim asira, kemoichain, they were geyser chasima otu ksiva. Chasima shalei lishma, otu ksiva shalei lishma. So we discussed yesterday, what's the manian shmita etzel ha-sinai? Because they made one gzera, therefore they made another gzera, how do they both go into the same member of Rav Abba, moider blessed mezuyich mitoicha? So, yesterday we suggested, based on the Shini and the Tosfos Rosh, that in the Kashi he said the Gzeres Dilma Osi, the Mismach Alayi L'Raya, and in the Teretz he changes the Nusach and he says Dilma Osi L'Mimsri Be'apayu, L'Mimsri B'nei Edei Chasima. So I suggested yesterday, the Pshat is, that although the Edei Chasima, according to Rabbi Lezer, are really only L'Raya, Tikkun Olam, they're really not part of the Krisos. And since they're not part of the Krisos, so first of all, if the Karvei Posel shouldn't affect the Krisos, secondly, they shouldn't have to chasim Shalei Lishma. But since they are their Liraya, and since the distinction between Liraya and the Krisos is not so apparent, so therefore they gave the Eidei Chasima the Halacha Ki'ilu, they're there as part of the Krisos. And therefore, if they're Karvei Posel, so we don't allow it, because people will think that Karvei Mepsulim are Koshel Krisos. If they chasim Shalei Lishma, so we don't allow that either, people will think that Shalei Lishma is Kosher L'Krisus. So therefore it's really basically the same Gzerev Dilma Osul Mimser B'Apayu, that we don't allow Eidei Chasima to be Kovim Mepsulim, not only L'Raya, but even for the Krisus, lest people think that Kovim Mepsulim are Kosher for the Krisus, that could be used for Eidei Mesira. And the same thing with Shalei Lishma, we don't allow Eidei Chasima to chasim Shalei Lishma, lest people think that Shalei Lishma is Kosher for the Krisus, and then they'll have Ksiva Shalei Lishma. That was the Mahalach that I said yesterday in the Tosfos Harosh. The truth is, it's still not so. It's not so poshut. There's still a distinction between the two gzeres. I want to just point that out, and then we'll go on to the Rashba. Maybe I'll be makdim. The Beis Shmuel in Kuf Lamed Aleph, so we call him Vav. He has a kasha on Tosfos. Says if this gzera chasima otu ksiva chasima shalei lishma otu ksiva shalei lishma. The Gemara says later on that according to Reb Shimon, a get ha'ulah berkoy shalakum is kosher as long as the names, the goyish names that were signed on the star, are shemus mufokim that everybody recognizes as goyish names. The Gemara explains that Reb Shimon l'shitasu shul Reb Elazar. Reb Shimon goes with the shita Reb Elazar edim esir karsi. I don't need the edi chasima for the krisis of the get. And everybody recognizes that these chasimas are goyish chasimas. So therefore, it's kosher. Shemus mufokim is kosher. As the Beis Shmuel, mainly as far as the fact that they're goyim is concerned, so ordinarily there's a concern dilma osi lemimsri beapayu or dilma osi lemismachalayu. So I understand Shemus mufokim takes off that concern, since the Shemus mufokim immediately recognizable that these are guys in masachik bekuvia. He doesn't walk around with the sign that he's a masachik bekuvia. There's a shash dilma osi lemismachalayu dilma osi lemimsri beapayu. But goyim with shemus mufokim, everybody recognizes that they're not Jews. So mainly there's no dilma osi lemimsri beapayu. There's no dilma osi lemismachalayu. So that we understand. Yes, to be Shmuel, goyim besides being goyim in psulim leidus, they also sign shalei lishma. Goyim can sign lishma. It's a daita the nafshi kovet. We see in the Rashba also. Goyim is when goyim sign the chasiming. If goyim shemus mufokim. But when they chasim in the shtar, they're chasiming shalei lishma. According to Tosfos, there's a shash. If we're going to allow a chasim in shalei lishma, people are going to think that the ksiva could also be shalei lishma. How does Shemus Mufokim take off that concern? We should still have the shash if we're going to allow goyim to chasim in the shtar. Emes, the Shemus Mufokim. We know that the goyim. We won't come to be moisir the get with name. There's no dilma osi lemimsir be'apayu. There's no dilma osi lemismachalayu leraya. That's clear. But nonetheless, we're going to be allowing chasim shalei lishma. Why aren't we going to chasim shalei lishma? To ksiv shalei lishma, people will think that ksiv shalei lishma is kosher. Ad kan, that's the kasha of the Beis Shmuel. So, that kasha itself per se, we could answer in view of yesterday's shir. We could say when is there a concern of, when is there a gzeir of chasima otuksiva? When the Eidei Chasima are serving Leraya, they're kosher Eidim Leraya. They do serve as Raya, Tikkun Olam, they do serve Leraya. So people want to understand that Eidim who serve Leraya are not necessarily part of the Krishus. People want to understand the Lamdash distinction between the Raya, the Shtar as a Raya, the Shtar Raya, the Ghetto has two identities, it's a Shtar Raya and it's the Krishus. People want to understand that distinction. They'll see that the Eidei Chasima who are serving the Raya, they are part of the Raya Shebeget, Latir Lehnosei. If we're going to say that they don't have to sign the Shema, people will think that just like just as the Raya Shebeshtar doesn't need the Shema, the Krisis of the Shtar doesn't need the Shema either. That's all when you have Kosher Eidei, who are taka serving the Raya. When you have Goyim with Shemus Mufokin, so everybody understands they're not serving as Eidei Raya. They serve as a Raya anyway because they're a Koy, so there's an Anan Sadi, but they're not Eidei Raya. They're not serving as Eidei Raya. They don't serve the Raya midin Eidus. So there, everybody understands that Eidim who are Goyish Eidim, everybody understands that Eidim who are not Kosher, that these Eidim are not serving the Raya. So there won't be this confusion that people will think, since we allowed the Raya Shebishtar to be Shaloi Lishma, maybe the Krisis of the Shtar also could be Shaloi Lishma. They understand that Goyish Eidim Chasima are not part of the Raya Shebishtar. They're not part of the Raya Shebishtar either. If they're not part of the Raya Shebishtar either, so Mele don't have to do, we don't have to apply the halachas of Krisis. So Chayu, this would go a ways to explaining, to answering the kasha of the Bishmu. And Lamad of Adoyma. Yesterday we asked the kasha, a steer between the two Taisus. The first Taisus in the Omid said that according to Rameyer, we're not Goyzer Chasima Otu Ksiva. And now this Taisus said that according to Abelazir, we're Goyzer Chasima Otu Ksiva. So the question is, what's the difference? Why, according to Rebbe, just like according to Rebbe Lezer, we're Goyzer Chasima Otu Ksiva, according to Rameyer, we should be Goyzer Ksiva Otu Chasima. So yesterday I said, it's not Doima. According to Rebbe Meir, both the Raya Shebishtar and the Krisis of the Shtar are both in the Eidei Chasima. All the halachas are in the Eidei Chasima. The Ksivas HaShtar has no halachas, not Lishmo, nothing. It's not the Raya Shebishtar and it's not the Krisis of the Shtar. It's all in the Eidei Chasima. So Mechatesa, even Midra Abodon, that I should be Goyzer Ksiva Otu Chasima. Mashenkin Rebbe Lezer, the Krisis of the Shtar is in the Ksiva. But the Raya Shebishtar is in the Chasima. So there I'm Goyzer Chasima Otu Ksiva. People won't understand that. They see the Raya Shebishtar is in the Chasima, so they'll think they should have the halachas of the Krisis as well. There I'm Goyzer the Chasima Otu Ksiva. That was what I said yesterday. So Kayetziv, though, we can now say for the Beishmul's Kasha, what I just said, that when you have Goyish Eidim who are Chasimim, so everybody understands that they're not part of the Raya Shebishtar. Goyish Eidim, Shemus Mufokim at least, people realize that they're not, that the Eidim Chasima, not only they're not part of the Krisis, they realize they're not part of the Raya either, they're not serving the Raya. So here already we don't have to be Goyzer Chasima Otu Ksiva. So as far as that goes, we have a Rebach in yesterday's Mahalach. However, we can still ask the Kasha as follows. The Tosfos more explicitly, they're making a Dimyon. The same way we're Goyzer Koyvim Epsulim in the Chasima, Dilma Osil and Nimsri Bat Payu. So we're Goyzer Chasima Shaloi Lishma Otu Ksiva Shaloi Lishma. We said yesterday, it's the same kind of gzeir. Again, I'm just repeating myself. It's the same kind of gzeir that we have to give the Eidei Chasima Halach of Krisus. We have to treat it as if it was part of the, it's not really part of the Krisus, Eidei Masir Karsi. But Midir Abonin, since the Eidei Chasima are serving the Raya, people don't understand that there's a difference between the Raya and the Krisus. So we give the Eidei Chasima Halach of Ki'ilu, they're part of the Krisus. And therefore it follows that if they're Psuliedus, it's no good. The Krisus is no good. And therefore it follows that if it's Shaloi Lishmo, it's no good. Well, because we have to give the Eidei Chasima, we have to treat the Eidei Chasima as if it was part of the Krisus. If that's correct, so it comes out that when we're Goyzer Koyvim Epsulim, Dilma Osu L'mimsri Bayapayu, what that means really is, let me put it this way. When we say Dilma Osi L'mimsri V'yapayim, Tosfos says that we passel Eidei Chasima Koyvim Epsulim Dilma Osi L'mimsri V'yapayim. What does that mean? It's a lashon of Rashi and Daftes. Does that mean we're afraid that it'll be Moser in front of these particular Eidei Chasima? Or does it mean that if we're going to allow him to be Chosim with Koyvim Epsulim, he'll come to be Moser in front of Koyvim Epsulim, but not necessarily the same Koyvim Epsulim? Pashkof Rishonim, like you say, Dil Mosul Mimsir Be'a Payim means I have these Eidim Chasim at hand, so I'll take them to be the Eidim Asir. But the way I learned yesterday, the Gzeir here is that we have to treat the Eidim Chasim with the Chomer of Krisus, because people will confuse the Krisus of the Shtar with the Raya of the Shtar. So if we allow Koibim Mitzulim to be used for the Raya of the Shtar, people will think that they could be used for the Krisus of the Shtar. And that's the meaning of Dilma Osul Mimsir Be'apayu. So then it's not, the Dilma Osul Mimsir Be'apayu doesn't have to mean these particular Eidei Chasim. It means the class of Koivim Epsulim. People will see that we're using Koivim Epsulim for the Chasim. They'll come to think that you could use Koivim Epsulim for the Mesir. That's the Dilma Osul Mimsir Be'apayu. Very similar to the Shalei Lishma, Chasim Otuksiva. What does that mean? If we allow Chasim Shalei Lishma, we'll think that we can allow Ksiva Shalei Lishma. So similarly, if we allow chasima with koyvim epsulim, people will think that we could allow masir with koyvim epsulim. That's how the equation makes sense. But b'chor is not true. That's not what dilma osul mimsir be'apayu means. And the raya is from the same gemara of Shemus Mukokim. If the gzeir over here of dilma osul mimsir be'apayu would be, if people are going to see that we're using Koivim Epsulim for an Eidei Chasim, or they're going to think you could use Koivim Epsulim for Eidei Mesir. If that would be the way to define, if that's what Dilma Osul Mimsir Be'apai would mean, so which would be worse? Shemus Mufokim or Shemus Shemus Mufokim? Where should we be more geyser? Where should we be more afraid that if people see us using Koivim Epsulim for the Eidei Chasim, they'll think you could use it for the Eidei Mesir? Shemus Mufokim would be worse. Use Shemus Mufokim for the Eidei Chasima. Everybody's going to realize you're using Goyim for the Eidei Chasima. They'll think you could use Goyim for the Eidei Mesir. Shemus Shemus Mufokim. Maybe people won't realize you're using Goyim for the Eidei Chasima. So maybe it shouldn't be so bad. Certainly not better. Or worse. But the Gemara is just the opposite. In the Gemara it says that Shemus Mufokim is better than Shemus Shemus Mufokim. So it has to be hechrich, you have to say, that the Dilma Osi Lemimsir Be'apayu does not mean that if we're going to rely on Eidei Chasim and Koivim Epsulim, people are going to think that Koivim Epsulim are kosher and they could be used for Eidei Mesir. That's not what it means. It means that if we're going to rely on the Eidei Chasim, Goyim, to be Eidei Chasim, people are going to use those same Eidei Chasim for the Mesir as well. They'll come to be Meisir, they'll use those same Eidim, either the Raya, or they'll use those same Eidim for the Mesir itself. And therefore we're more afraid when they're Shemesh She'enim Mufokim, people won't realize that these Chasimus are Goyish Chasimus. That's a bigger concern to us than when they're Shemesh Mufokim and everybody realizes. So it's Mukhachak, that the Gzeir of Dilma Asul Mimsir Be'apayu does not mean that people will come to be Meiser in front of the class of Koivim Epsulim. It means that they'll come to be Meiser on the basis, or use the Raya, these Koivim Epsulim themselves, not realizing perhaps that they're Koivim Epsulim, not realizing Shemesh She'enim Mufokim, they won't realize these are Chasimus of Goyim. So they'll use them, there's a bigger chash of, they may not realize the people are going. So there's a bigger chash dilma osi l'mismechalayu raya. The raya, there's a bigger chash of dilma osi l'mismechalayu for the Mesir Saget itself. That's mukhach from the Gemara. And the truth is that the Lashon of Tosfos Rosh himself is not dilma osi l'mimsir be'apayu. That's the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of the Tosfos Rosh there at the end is dilma osi l'mimsir b'fnei Eidei Chasim. It's like a mefurish in the Tosfos Rosh that the dilma osi l'mimsir be'apayu means in front of these particular Eidei Chasim. That being the case, so even after all of yesterday's, everything we said yesterday, the two gzeiros, the gzeir of Dilma Osi Lemimsir Be'apayu, Koivim Epsulim, and the gzeir of Chasim Otu Ksiva, Shalei Lishma, are not exactly the same. They're different. The gzeir of Dilma Osi Lemimsir Be'apayu, it's not that people will confuse the halachas of the Chasim with the halachas of the Mesir. If that was the problem, then Shemus Mufokim would be worse. The concern is that people will use the Eidei Chasima themselves, either L'Raya, if it's Dilma Osi L'Mismechalayu, or they'll use the Eidei Chasima themselves as Eidei Mesira, according to the Lashon of Dilma Osi L'Mimsiri Be'apayu, which is what the Tosfos says. So there the chash, there the gzeir is, we don't want them to use these Eidei Chasima as Eidei Mesira. She'en kein, the concern of Shalei Lishma to Lishma, the gzeir of Chasim Otu Ksiv and Shalei Lishma, there the gzeir is that people confuse the halachas. If we're going to allow them to use Eidei Chasim, if we're going to allow a Chasim Shalei Lishma, people will think that maybe the halacha allows Ksiv Shalei Lishma. It's not the same, it's a different kind of gzeir. So that's what I want to point out now, that even after yesterday's shiur, it's still not 100% glattic, it's not 100% smooth, the dinyan that the Tosfos Rosh makes, the putting everything into the Gzeira of Rabba, the Dilma Asa Leminsir Biapayu, and the Ksiva Otu Chasima. It's similar in a sense, but it's not, but nonetheless it's different. So that requires still Sarchi, and at the end of the day, how is this one Gzeira? When you see the Gzeiras have different features. Yeah. That's about in a chanami, but the whole shiur yesterday was to get away from the problem that what's the dimyan? Just because they made this gzera, they have to make other gzeras, and it goes into one member of Abava. It's two separate gzeras. I mean, just to bring rise, the Chazal made gzeras. We have lots of gzeras. So why are these two gzeras b'doim ezel ezeh? So yesterday I said they're b'doim ezel ezeh. They have in common that we treat the Eidei Chasim as if they're part of the krisus, and that remains true. We do treat the Eidei Chasima, bottom line, both in regard to Koyvim Bepsulim and in regard to Shalei Lishma, the upshot of the Gzeir is that we give the Eidei Chasima halacha ki'ilu it's part of the Krisus, and therefore it has to be not Koyvim Bepsulim, it has to be Eidim Ksheirim, and even the Krisus it has to be Eidim Ksheirim, and it has to be Lishma. That is the bottom line of the Gzeir. But the motive behind the Gzeir is different. So it's not, it's maybe it's closer than it would be perhaps a It's close. The two gzeiros are close to each other, which is a revach. They're not unrelated. They have the same. The bottom line is the same in both. But nonetheless, the sibah of the gzeiros is not the chashash of the gzeiros. The dilma of the gzeiros is not the same. The dilma of the mimser beyapayu is not that I'll confuse the halachas of the chasima with the halachas of the mesira, but rather that I'll just take the eidei chasima who are close at hand, may not even realize that they're goyim, and I'll use them for the eidei mesira. That's one kind of gzeira. And then the Shalei Lishma Gzeir is that if we let people chasim a Shalei Lishma, they'll think you could be kaisik Shalei Lishma. Different kind of Gzeir. And yet they both go under the heading of Moedir Belezir Mezuyif Mitoich Hashil Pasim. So I'm not saying it's a kasha, but it's takes away a little bit from the prophet of yesterday's shir. Okay, I want to go through the Rashba. The Rashba is a lot here. Okay, let's start. Does everybody have a Rashba in front of them? Or at least your neighbor has a Rashba in front of them? It's a good idea to do it inside. Okay. Kashilon. Yes, the Rashba. Even if there's a din that the Eidei Chasima can't be Koyv and Mepsulim, well, Koyv and Mepsulim are Psuli Eidus, so the Eidei Chasima are Possel. So even though we don't need the Eidei Chasima, but we're the Eidei Chasima are Possel, so Moedir Belezir Mezuyif Mitoich Hashil Possel. But Eidei Chasima Chasim and Shalei Lishma, that's not a Possel of Chasima at all. The Chasima doesn't have to be Lishma. So why do I care? So why is that called Mezuyif Mitoich? Because the Eidei Chasima is Shalei Lishma. Why does Eidei Chasima have to be Lishma? We're going in Rebbe Lezer, Eidei Chasima don't have to be Lishma. The Kasha, I said yesterday, the Kasha really we could ask in two ways, a double Kasha. First of all, according to Rebbe Lezer, Eidei Chasima don't have to Chasim Lishma. So a Chasima Shalei Lishma is not deficient. There's nothing wrong with the Chasima Shalei Lishma. That's Kasha, that's one way to ask the Kasha. That's what the Rashba, that's really the lesson of the Rashba. They don't have to sign the Shema. If they don't have to sign the Shema, then Mapsulika, then what's wrong with the Chasim with sign Shalei Lishma? They're not missing anything that they needed to have. Then we could ask the Kasha in an extra way. Even if Eidei Chasima would have to sign the Shema, L'chaira, that would only be a problem in the krisis of the get. But we're going to Rebbe Lezer that the krisis of the get is now with Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Chasima are only the Raya and the Tikkun Olam. In the Raya of the get, even if Eide Chasima do have, would have to sign Lishma, but why should that impinge on the Rayashiv get? Lishma L'chor is only Aloch in the creases of the get, it's not Aloch in the Rayashiv get. That was the Svar of the Briskerov. We're going to have to see if the Rashi agrees with that Svar of the Briskerov. But the Briskerov said, even where you need Lishma, even in those areas of the get where you need Lishma, the Briskerov said it only affects the Hilchas Gittin of the get, that it can't be Kairos if it's not Lishma. But Mitzad, the Rayashiv get, says the Briskerov, Lishma's Leimayla V'Leimayr. So that's part of the Kashir as well. First of all, Eide Chasima don't have to sign the Shema. That's number one. That's what the Rashi says Beferish. According to Rabbi Lezer, Eide Chasima don't need to sign the Shema. Number two, and this Rashi doesn't say Beferish. We maybe could add, provisionally, that in addition we could ask, even if Eide Chasima would have to sign the Shema for some reason, but that would only be mitzad the Krisus, not mitzad the Raya. And we're going in Rabbi Lezer that Eide Chasima are only here the Raya. With Yitzhak Batosis, the Hemish will enech the Shema Chashin and the Machasma and Yechaluk, the Chakach Kosvel as a get. The Koshin cannot be Shashdor, it's not Sri Chasim, which more lots of Dech Joshazu. Vinishlam Inim the Kushi. It's a little bit different than we have the Tosis. Tosis by us was Deicha this far, that maybe Chasim Shalal Shma, they would go to Chasim Shalal Shma, Otu, that they shouldn't come to sign on a blank piece of paper, which is not a Chasim at all. Tosis by us is Deicha that he says, In came the Shashdor as Nami. The Rashba had it that was Tosis' Teretz, but Tosis wasn't happy with the Teretz and he remained with the Tzorachim. Apparently didn't have the end of Tosis, where Tosis is a different Mahal. Benir said the Rashba. The Mishum Hochi, Karle Mizuith Mitaycha. By the way, did the Olam see the Rashbari? Not the Olam, sorry, I said we should see the. Okay. I don't usually give notice, but I did give notice. But near the Mishum Hochi, Karle Mizuith Mitaycha, Mishum Dilidei, Ksibu Lishma Boy. You know why it's called Mizuith Mitaycha? Because according to Rabbi Lezer, Ksibu Lishma Boy, the Ksibu of the get does have to be Lishma. Bechasimosin Shaledim, Michal Ksivas Hageti. Rashba's a chiddush. Even according to Blesley, you don't have to have Eide Chasima. But where you have Eide Chasima, the Eide Chasima become part of the Ksivas Haget. Why? Dipa'omim she'en kan Eide Mesir. Sometimes you don't have Eide Mesir, meaning you have Eide Mesir, you have Eide Mesir, b'shas Mesir Saget. He's not yet up to the riff. He's not going down with the riff that af Eide Mesir Karsi. He's going right now that you need Eide Mesir, b'shas Mesir Saget. But sometimes you can't get a hold of those Eidim Asir later when she wants to get married. The Getzim is Chayim Mechaisomov. And what we have to do then is use the Eidim Chasima, be Mechaim the Eidim Chasima. Because Sha'af Le'er Belozer. And then the Eidim Chasima are good, L'raya, even according to Belozer. The main Meraminun, because we say, this is sort of Tosis later in the Amud, the Kevin Shem is Chayim Mechaisomov, Lav Mezuyuf. First of all, it's not Mezuyuf, because he had Kiyim Mechaisomov. I don't know why he needs this. In a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need a kiyum b'chaysamah. You only need a kiyum b'chaysamah b'mokam iru. Who says we're talking about b'mokam iru? So I don't know why he introduces over here kiyum b'chaysamah. I don't know, it's sarachim. But in any event, first of all, it's not mezuyuf, so we have a raya. The Eide Chasima could serve the raya. Ubevade kedin nimsalo b'fnei shnai. And the Eide Chasima also tell me, since we have kosher Eide Chasima, it tells me that it was given over in front of Eidim Asir Kedim. He's going now that you need Eidim Asir of the Shas. For the Krisus, you need Eidim Asir. But the Eidim Chasima served the Raya that there was Eidim Asir because Mestoma Kedim Nasi, Mestoma Behech Shanasi. Tosis later on says the same thing. Uchedin Nasi Lishma, and the Eidim Chasima also indicate that it's a Kashur Get, it was written Lishma. Ubetolush, Ubashati Kuni Haget. So the kids of the Eidim Chasima are the whole basis for the Hetel Hinosa. We're going to use the Eidim Chasima for the Raya and the Hetel Nasu. Became an Eide Chasima mashuli get kosher, since the Eide Chasima make it into a get kosher. Interesting lesson. They make it into a get kosher. They make it into a get kosher not for the krisus. They make it into a get kosher for the raya, for the het and the suin. Nonetheless, since they do that, the Eide Chasima are what makes it into a get kosher, that we, in the sense that through the Eide Chasima I could use the get for the het and the suin. The vadi mechal ksivas hageten, it therefore becomes part of the ksivas haget. And therefore, once since they're there, and they're going to have that purpose of being able of being the basis for the Het Nesu'im, if we can't find Eidim Asir, if we'll find Eidim Asir, we won't need them. And if we won't be able to find Eidim Asir, we're going to use the Eidim Chasima L'Rai. That makes the Eidim Chasima the part of the Ksivas Haget. And therefore, Eloi Chasimi L'Shma, Mezuyif Mitoichai Kavina Le. And therefore, if they sign Shaloi L'Shma, it's called Mezuyif Mitoichai, because the Vechasav includes the Chasimas. Because in the raya of the get raya, inside the raya shiboy, the chafei, the chasim are going to play a role. They may play a role. They become part of the bechasev, and therefore, if it's shalai lishma, the bechasev is possible. It's an interesting thing. We're used to thinking that the raya of the star and the krisis of the star are separate. It's two different things, two different functions of the get. It functions for krisis and it functions for raya. The krisis has the aloch of lishma. The raya doesn't have any aloch of lishma. The Rashba is saying that which is necessary, that the raya of the Rashba is merging the two. He's saying what serves as part of the raya of the get, Beit Chasima, serve as part of the raya of the get. It could be matli nosa in the base of Beit Chasima. What serves as part of the raya of the get becomes part of the bechasav. It becomes part of the krisis of the get too. And therefore, if it's not lishma, then it's called the chasav was not lishma. That's really to be misakiv on it right now. That we see in the Rashba this merging of the raya of the get and the krisis of the get. We'll see later if maybe not everybody agrees to that. But the Rashba holds the get as a kairis, as a krisis, and the get as a raya, they're connected to each other. It's not separate worlds. Whatever serves as part of the raya of the get automatically is included in the krisis of the get as well. And therefore it goes into the bechasev and it has to be lishma. It's not clear in the Rashba, is this a din deraisu or is it a din derabbanan? We'll have to see. The Rashba at the end of this of the whole piece says beferish the mezuyich mitoichay in the shema is a din derabbanan. But we're going to have to see when we get to the end of the Rashba if he's still going with this teretz or if he's being chayzer from this teretz. That's going to depend on how we read the Rashba later on. Kolpanim here, it's not mefurish. This svar that he's saying now could read it as a din deraisu. It's a svar deraisu. It goes into the chasav. That's the poshut of pshat. We'll see if that is going to remain true. It may only be the Sfar the Rabbanon, since we're going to use the Chasim on the Raya, so it'll be the Rabbanon that goes into the Bechasa. We'll have to see. And if so, we'll have to decide why it's only the Rabbanon. So the Rashba says a Raya of a Tevelah. They'll get Shechaismov Goyim Choshel Rab Shimon by a Koy Shalakim. Ramin and Yorub Shim, the Shitosh Shul Rabbi Lozer, Dom Reidim Messiah Karsin, the Mursa later on, he's going to Rabbi Lozer, Reidim Messiah Karsin. Beakshin and the Gemara there is, Vom Rabba, Moid Rabbi Lezer, Mazuyik Matoich Hashul Posel. Upar Kinon. And the Gemara there answers, Rocham Ayas Kinon, Bishem Mus Mukokim. Kalay Medul Yosel, the Mismach Alayim. That's the Gemara. Says the Rashba, Almos, you see, that Kol Shein Soim Kon Alayim, since the Shem is Mukokim, we're not going to rely on them L'Raya, the ain't machshir naget al chasimosan. We're not going to use them l'raya because they're shemus mufokim. We know that they're goyim, and we're going to recognize that they're goyim. So therefore, loy chashim ichasmi l'shmoy loy. The lab mechal shall get them. The lab mechal shall get them. So therefore, they don't have to be l'shmoy them. What he's saying is the following: he's saying, if the Rashba, it's not so clear in the Rashba what he's coming lapuke from. He's bringing a raya to his pshat as opposed to what he hasn't said enough. This Gemara is a raya to his pshat. What's the raya? Every chaysmeim akum are also shalai lishma. As the Bishmul pointed out, we saw before. So the Rashba is saying like this. I think he's saying like this. If the halacha that shalai lishma of mezuyif metoichi and shalai lishma, the halacha of the Gemara now, moed rabbeleza of mezuyif metoichi shepasol, that the chasima has to be lishma. If you have a chasima, if there's a chasima, the chasima has to be lishma. If it's shalai lishma, it's posel. If that would be halacha be'etzim, that nothing to do with the raya of the get. If it would have nothing to do with the fact that the get is mishamish the raya, it would be halacha in the creases of the get, a self-contained halacha in the creases of the get. That even though you don't need eidei chasima, but where you have eidei chasima, they have to chasim lishma. And if they don't chasim lishma, it poisons the whole get. Regardless of the function of Eidei Chasima later on for Raya. So then how could Chesmeim Akim be kosher, even if it's Shemus Mufokim will help me, that they won't be used later the Raya. But it has to take off the fact that right now you have Eidei Chasima, Shaloi Lishma, and Shaloi Lishma, and Shaloi Lishma, wherever it is in the get, passes the whole get. Says the Rashi, from here you see that the halacha that shelo lishma passes on Eidei Chasima is connected to the fact that Eidei Chasima are serving L'raya. Eidei Chasima, since they serve L'raya, therefore they have to be written, therefore they have to be, they go into the V'chosav, and therefore it has to be lishma. But Lu Yitzur, you had Eidei Chasima who could never serve L'raya, namely Chasmei Makim, Shemus Mavokim, where we're not going to rely on these Chasimas L'raya. So chasimas that won't be relied upon l'raya are not part of the v'chosav, since they're not part of the v'chosav, so mele they don't have to be l'shma. So it's a raya to his yisoy, that the reason why the chasimas have to be l'shma is because the chasimas are serving l'raya. What does one thing have to do with the other? So that's his hesber. Whatever services l'raya goes into the v'chosav. So that's the first teretz in the Rashba. We're going to call this the first teretz of the Rashba. The first teretz of the Rashba, the first pshat, the first hesber of the Rashba, why Moedah B'lezim Suyim Tarech Shepossel, is because since the Eidei Chasima are serving L'raya, could serve L'raya. They don't have to serve L'raya, you could dredge up the Eidei Mesir. But since L'fa'omim, the Eidei Chasima serve L'raya, that's the din of Tikkun Oil. So therefore, they go into the V'chosav, and the V'chosav has to be L'shma. Again, it remains to be seen if that's their Eis or their Abonim, but Akoponim, that's the Zog of the Rashba. Yeah,
why is that?
Eidim Psulim, L'chor is the same thing. Since Eidim Psulim, it's not recognized that they're Psulim. They're not Shemus Mufokim. People don't know that they're Misafkim B'kuvya, let's say, or Kraven. So they could serve L'raya. L'chor would say the same Hezbollah. Since they could serve L'raya, in other words, people might use them L'raya, they might use these Hasimus L'raya. Whatever might be used L'raya goes into the V'chosav, and therefore it's possible because they're Kraven and Psulim. How would that be? If you have Shemus Mufokim, of what? Yeah, but it's all Shemus Mufokim. People don't know that they're brothers. How do you know? If they have a Shemus Mufokim of Misachim B'Kuvya, I don't know how that could be. A guy's name is Bugsy or something. So maybe that would also Nechran. Maybe then we won't use them the Raya, so then there won't be a Mizuyif Mitoichah. Maybe Nechran. I'm assuming that the Hezbollah the Rashi is saying now is supposed to cover Kravim Mitzulim too. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it's two different kinds of Xeris. That's what passage we want it to be the same kind of Xeris. We want all the Mizuyif Mitoichah halachas to be under the same heading. Yeah, why not? The same Hezbollah. Whatever could conceivably serve L'raya, Shemus Shein Mupokim could be L'raya, Kravim, Sachim Lukubi, all these kind of Chasimas could serve L'raya. They go into the Chosav. Whatever goes into the V'chosav has to be kosher. And if it's not kosher, either because they're kovim b'psulim taka, or because it was written shalei lishma, so it's called that the v'chosav was not complete, and you can't even use the l'krisus. So that's the first teretz in the Rashba. Says now the Rashba goes in and says another pshat in the Gemara, a second pshat. L'divei Rabba Fasizah, shekosov the Rabbi Lezer Eidei Chasima nami karsi, according to the Shita Sarif. That according to Rabbi Lezer, Eidei Chasima are also good for the krisus. Af Eidei Mesir Karsi, but you can also use Eidei Chasima for the krisus. Not only the raya, but for the krisus itself. Ef Shaloi Mardeinei Kosher Klal. So then we could say a poshut of pshat in the Gemara. We don't need this the teretz that he said before. We could say poshut. The kevan shepa'omim karsi lishmo ba'inon. Since the Eidei Chasima sometimes are kairos, according to Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer says Eidei Mesir Karsi, that does not exclude the possibility of Eidei Chasima Karsi. Eidei Chasima could be Karsi and make the get. Eidei Mesir could make the get. They could either one make the get. So therefore, the V'chos, the Chasima has to be Lishma. The Chiksiv Lishma, Avechos Avkoi. The word Lishma, after all, is going on V'chosav. Everybody agrees that V'chosav is, the Lishma is V'chosav. V'chosav Lezer and Meir is, what is V'chosav? That's the Gemara later on in Chav Gimel. Is V'chosav the Ksiva Saget, or is the V'chosav the Chasima Saget? The Gemara says in Chav Gimel that according to a Meir, V'chosav, Hainu V'chosav. So the Rashi is now saying that according to the Rif, we could say in Rebbe Lezer that V'chosav is the Ksiva Saget, because sometimes you don't have any chasima, and then clearly the v'chosav is the chasima saget. But since sometimes the chasima occurs, the chasav is also the chasima saget. Uben chasima saget be'atzmi ben chasima se'edim. Quite a few rishonim have this vart here in the roof. According to the roof, there's a pasuk in the Mahalach and Mezuyah B'Teich. since the Erechasim Ataka could be used for the Krisus, according to Rabbi Elazar, therefore they have to be Lishma no less than according to Rabbi Meir. I want to point out already now, it'll be Nagei later very much, this is not the same, this is a different kind of svara than what the Rashba said before in the first Malach. Even though superficially it's very similar to what he said before, that the Chosav could include the Chasima. His first Teretz also was that the Chosav could include the Chasima. The first Teretz said the Chosav includes the Chasima because sometimes they use the Chasima L'Raya. Now he's saying in the Rif that the Chosav includes the Chasima because the Chasima serves as part of the Krisus. I don't think it's exactly the same. And again, it's going to be again in the Hemshech of the Rashba. In the first Mahalach in the Rashba, the Chosav includes the Chasima because the Chasima is part of the Sipur Dvarim, not because it's part of the Shvuyah Shtar. According to the first Mahalach of the Rashba, the Eidei Chasima don't make the get. They're not a Shvuyah Shtar. He's going out like the Rif. Only Eidei Masirah make the get. What the Eidei Chasima do is that they could be used later to Lahatir Linose. Since they could be used later, Lahatir Linose, he says the Rashba, they go into the Chosav, meaning there's two v'chosavs. There's the Sipur Dvarim of the v'chosav, Rabbi Lezer's v'chosav, and then there's the chasima of Meir's v'chosav, which is the Ashvi Shtar, the Eidus, the chasimus, which makes the get. In the first Mahalach of the Rashba, the chasima are not part of the Ashvi Shtar. So when the Rashba said that since they could be used the Rai, they go into v'chosav, he means they go into the Sipur Dvarim of the get. It's their regular v'chosav, it's the same sense of v'chosav. V'chosav hainu the Sipur Dvarim of the get. But the Sipur Dvarim of the get, b'tzoyse marech, b'tzoyse mekatzer, you can have a short nusuch, a long nusuch. Makom shomu laharech, makom shomu lekatzer. You could have a short nusach of the Sipur Dvarim of the get without chasimus. You could have a longer nusach of the Sipur Dvarim of the get with chasimus, and then you'll have, then it'll be useful l'raya. But it's all part of the Sipur Dvarim of the get, so it's the same sense of the chosav. In the Rif, he's saying a different part. He's saying that the chosav tak has two meanings. The chosav has a sense of the chasimus get, the Sipur Dvarim of the get. The chosav also has a mayor sense. The chosav hainu the chosav. He's saying in the Rif, he can say a chiddush, that since according to the Rif, Eidei Mesir, Eidei Chasima Nami Karsi, even according to Belezer, Eidei Chasima Nami Karsi, so therefore Vechosav, according to Belezer, includes both senses. It includes the Sipur Dvarim of the get, and it also includes the Ashvi Shtor, the Chasimus of the get. Both Vechosav has both of those meanings, and therefore both have to be Lishma. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good har. He had the lashon of mashvulaget in the first lashon as well. But the way I'm saying now, and I have a reason why I'm saying it this way. You'll see behemshich. You could say that those way, but I think there'll be a reason to say this way later. So we'll have to say earlier on mashvulishtar me. Mashvulaget means mashvulaget l'raya. So therefore it goes into the functionality of the get, into the sipur dvarim of the get. But now he's saying mash. But now he's saying it's that it's the, now he's saying that according to Belezer, the chosav includes the. The Rameir the Kibachosav. The Vechosav Hainu Vechosav, not the Sipur Dvarim of the get at all. Ask the Rashba on this Pshat of the Rif, on this Pshat that he's saying on behalf of the Rif. Elishiesh Ladakti. He has a problem in this Mahalach. Then Kane of Shimon, Shior, the Shitoshi Shalab Elezer. The Gemara says that Shemus Mufakim Akosha, according to Rabbi Elazar. How can we allow Eidei Chasima Goyim? Every Goyish Chasima is also a Chasima Shalai Lishma. So granted that it's Shemus Mufokim, so there's no Dilmasi Lemismachalayu and so on, but bottom line is you have a Chasima Shalai Lishma, it lacks in Vechosav Lishma. If Vechosav includes the Chasimas where there are Chasimas, Goyish Chasimus are Shalai Lishma. So it's going to, how can we, if a Chosav includes the Chosav, how can you allow Goyish Chasimus? Goyish Chasimus are Shalai Lishma. Again, it's interesting. He doesn't ask that it's Lav B'nei Krisus. Why didn't he ask differently? Why didn't he ask, if a Chosav includes the Chasimus, so how could we use Goyish Chasimus? Goyim are Lav B'nei Krisus. The Gemara says that Goyim can't be Edom and Aged because they're Lav B'nei Krisus. Could be that's not so important. Maybe could be that Goyim can't be Edom and Aged because they're not B'nei Krisus. But just to write Aged, maybe you don't need to have B'nei Krisus. But you have to have Lishma. Well, that's a Maimer on Muslim. parenthetic. Akapanim asked the Rashba, according to his this yisoid that he's saying in the Rif, that where you have Eide Chasimo, the Vechosiv includes the Vechosam, so how could you allow Goyish Eide Chasimo by Shemesh Mufakim? How could you allow it? But it's not Lishma, so it lacks in Vechosiv Lishma. And now he adds a Knech. Vechihechi the Ike Eide Chasimo, Vesyayiv Eide Chasimo, Afilohochi Boy Ksivas Aget Lishmoler Abelazar, Yechte Bechkois Possum. Achinami ki chasimi be goyim afu bisha nimser be edim kshayr lifso do kulu ksiva be inu lishma. What's he doing over here? He's preempting a possible teretz, saying maybe you could say that the Vechosav, according to Belezer, only includes the Eide Chasimo when we need the Eide Chasimo, meaning that there are no Eide Mesira. When there are no Eide Mesira, then the Vechosav has to include, then the Chasimo has to be Lishma. Then the Vechosav refers to the Chasimo. But where we have Eide Mesira and we don't need the Eide Chasimo, maybe then the Vechosav is not going on the Chasimo. Maybe then the Vechosav is only the Ksiva. So the Gemara over there by Erkoy Shalakim is talking about where there were Eidim Asira. Where there are Eidim Asira, and you don't need the Eidim Chasima for the Krisis, because you always have a choice. You could do the Krisis, according to the Rif, either with Eidim Asira or with Eidim Chasima. So the Rashba is suggesting, maybe it depends. When you have Eidim Asira, you don't need the Eidim Chasima the Krisis. They talk, it don't have to be Lishma. That's the Gemara over there by Erkoy Shalakim. Where do you have to have Chasima Lishma? Where there are no Eidim Asira. Where there are no Eidim Asira, then you have to have Chasima Lishma. Maybe that would be a mahalach. That would be a teretz for the Rif. That would L'chori saying that would salvage the shpshat on the Rif. So L'chori Kana ben Shoyel, what do you mean? If we're going to say that when you have Eidim Mesira, the Chasimah doesn't have to be the Shema, so what's going on in Agamar? Agamar says that Chasimah, that Agamar had said that the reason why you have to have Chasimah the Shema, why you have to say before Nechtam, because Moed Blazim Mizuyit Matoich Lishul Pasul. Because you need Chasim, where you have Eide Chasim, they have to be Lishma. And the Rashba said, explain that that's based on the Rif. That since the Rif holds Eide Chasim and Ami Karsi, Eide Mesir and Ami Karsi, but Eide Chasim could be Kairos, therefore the Eide Chasim have to be Lishma. But in Agamor, you have Eide Mesir. When the guy says, before the Nechta, before the Nechta, Mashliach Abba, Medina Siyam, Lichor, you have Eide Mesir. After all, he's Moisir to get to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta, he has to be Moisir in front of Eide. If they come and noise no, if they shnayim, if they shloisha. So in Agamor you have Eidim Asira. So if you have Eidim Asira, why do you have to have Chasim Lishma? Elamai, because since the Eide Chasima could also be Kairos, so the Chasim goes in the Chasima too, even when you have Eidim Asira also. So how can he suggest now that we could salvage this Pshat on the Rif? He said this beautiful Pshat Ali Bada Rif. Then he had a Kashif from the Gemara by Erkoy Shalakim, so he said, well, maybe we could answer that you only have to have Chasim Lishma when there are no Eidim Asira. If you're going to say that Svar, then you lose the whole word in the Rif. The whole teretz that he's trying to say, this whole second mahalach that he's saying Ali b'Darif is that you need chasim l'shmo because Eidim Mesira nami karsi. That means that you need chasim l'shmo even when you have Eidim Mesira. So what does he want? How can he suggest now otherwise? He's going to be doicha this suggestion, but how can he make such a suggestion in the first place? So maybe we could say posher that. For Agamor, we could say maybe that's Taka Drabon. In other words, he's saying the main idea. The main idea that he says in the Rif is that since Eide Chasim, Eide Mesir Nami Karsi, Eide Chasim could also be Kairos, so Eide Chasim I have to Chasim Lishma. On a Deraisa level, that's only when you don't have any Mesir. On a Drabon level, it's even when you have Eide Mesir. Could be Choluk. And that would, and therefore we could still say that, and therefore, when we ask this Kashi from the Gemara about Erkoy Shel Akum, so we could say that there you see that you have chasim shalei lishma. How does it work? So we could say, well, here it's only a drabon. Since you have Eide Mesira, since basically you have Eide Mesira, so the Eide Chasima here, the requirement of Eide Chasima lishma would only be a drabon. And maybe the din drabon that you have to have chasim lishma would only apply when it's not shemus mufakim. When it's shemus mufakim, you'd have to know why. You'd have to talk and know why. I will say like this. Maybe we could say, is anyone with me? It just got a little bit kind of looted. Maybe let's just chazer over where we are. The Rashba is saying a new mahalach, Haliba Darif, to explain the Gemara. Why? The Gemara says, why do you need funny nechtam lishma? Because Mordi Ablesim Zuyf Matarif Lishim Pasul. Where you have Eidech Hasim, it has to be lishma. And the Shaila is why? So the Rashba says, Haliba Darif, we could say a new mahalach, that the reason why you need where there are Eidech Hasim, they have to be lishma, is because the Eidech Hasim could also serve lakrisis. And therefore, the Chasim goes in the Hasim too. Now, in Agamor, you have Eidech Masira. You're Moisel Abif Neshtayim, there are Eidech Masira. Nonetheless, the Rashba seems to be saying that nonetheless, since theoretically the Eidech Hasima could be used for the krisis, you don't have to be kairos the get, to make the get, you don't have to have Eidech Masira. Here you need Eidech Masira because you want to save it for the nechtam, for the nechtam. But in theory, Eidech Hasima could work without Eidech Masira. So therefore, they become part of, when the Torah said Vechasav, it embraces the Vechasim as well. And therefore, the Hasima, where it's present, has to be Lishma. That's his teretz, his second mahalach, Ali B'darif. So now he's asking on this mahalach. But we have a Gemara by Yerkoy Shalakim that according to Belezer, if you have Goyish Hasim, it's Shemus Mepokim, it's kosher. Because there's no Dumas, it's Mechalai, so it's kosher. Why is it kosher, he asked the Rashba, the Hasim is a Shalai Lishma? The Chasim includes the Chasim, the Hasim is a Shalai Lishma. So it hurts a whole Ketzakash in his mahalach. Says the Rashba, maybe you could say a teretz. It's going to be doich of this teretz, but maybe you could say a teretz. Maybe the chasim only has to be lishma when there are no edim asira. But when there are edim asira, maybe the chasim doesn't. Maybe you only have to have chasim lishma when there are no edim asira and you're relying on the edim chasim. But when there are edim asira and you're not relying on the edim chasim, maybe the edim chasim don't have to be lishma. That's what he's suggesting as an answer. So my question is, what kind of answer is that? If you're going to suggest that as an answer, then you lose the whole pshat in the Gemara. I'm saying maybe we could say like this, that what the Rashba now is suggesting is that maybe you really the Chasima only has to be Lishma when there are no Eidim Asira. When there are Eidim Asira, you don't have to have Chasim Lishma. Ayar Gemara says that you need Chasim Lishma regardless. That's a Dil Mosi L'Mismachalai. We're always afraid that you're going to give the get without Eidim Asira. Since you might give the get without Eidim Asira, so therefore they say, and then the Eidim Chasim are going to have to be Lishma, so therefore they said the Eidim Chasim always have to be Lishma. But that's already a Derabbanan. And by Shemus Mufokim, where you won't use the Eidech Hasima for the, you're not going to rely on the Eidech Hasima because of Shemus Mufokim, so then they taka don't have to be Lishma. Maybe that's the Pshat here in the Rashba. So therefore the Pshat in the Gemara would still work. But the Pshat in the Gemara would still work. Says the Rashba, but it's not true. It says the Rashba is not true. Why? He makes an argument that it's not true. He says, he makes the following argument. It's an interesting argument. He says, What was the Rashba just suggesting? That maybe the din of chasim lishma, the question of whether bechasav includes means the bechasam, depends on whether I'm using the chasimas for the krisus. When I'm using the chasimas for the krisus, then bechasav means bechasam. When I'm not using the chasimas for the krisus, then the bechasav does not mean bechasam. Says the Rashba, can't be, because we know that bechasav always means the ksivas again. We're never going to say the mirror image. Why don't we say, if the Svar will be true, says the Rashba, so let's say the flip side as well. That when we rely on Eidech Hasima, there's no Eidech Masira, we're relying on Eidech Hasima, then Bechasav is Bechasam, then the Ksiva does not have to be Lishma. If Bechasav is Bechasam, then it's not the Ksiva. So we should say, the mirror image of this suggestion would be to say that when you have Eidech Hasima, the Hasima has to be Lishma, and the Ksiva does not. And when you don't have Eidim Masira and you're relying on, how did I say it the first one? When you have no Eidim Masira and you only have Eidim Chasim, you're relying on Eidim Chasim, then the Chasav is Vechasam, and then the Ksiva would not have to be Lishma. And when you have Eidim Masira and you're not relying on the Eidim Chasim, then it'll be just the opposite. Then the Vechasav would be the Ksiva, and the Chasim would not have to be Lishma. Says the Rashba, that's clearly not true. The Ksiva always has to be Lishma, even if you don't have Eidim Masira, even if you don't have Eidim Masira, but the Gemara says, Bepshitos, that according to Rabbi Lezer, Bechasav, the Ksiva Seget has to be Lishma. The Mishnah says that any get that was written Shalai Lishma is possible according to Rabbi Lezer, means the Ksiva Seget. The Mishnah is not Mechalik, whether there are Eidim Masira, whether there aren't Eidim Masira. Avadeh Bechasav always means the Ksiva Seget. I sometimes Bechasav Haina Bechasav. The Hechuch you have to say, says the Rashba, that whatever could be in the Bechasav is always part of the Bechasav. Since sometimes you don't have Chasimah, and therefore Bechasav has to be the Ksiva. So therefore, it's always the ksiva. It always embraces the ksiva. So says the Rashi, by the same token, the other way around. Since sometimes you do have you don't have any mesira, and then the vechasav means the vechasam. So if the vechasav sometimes means the vechasam, then it always means vechasam. So he rejects this possibility that vechasam sometimes should be lishma and sometimes not. He says it's either or. If vechasav sometimes is vechasam, then it's always vechasam. The same way, it's always the ksivas haget, since it's sometimes the ksivas haget, so it has to always be the chasima, since it's sometimes the chasima. So this suggestion doesn't work. So then he's back where he started. So then what's the story with chesmeim shalakim? So why is Shemus mepokim kosher? It's a chasima shalai lishma. It's worth pointing out, this piece that we just read in the Rashba is really lapuke from the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam taka holds the svara that the Rashbi is doicha. The Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch, it's the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch also in Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Rambam and their Shulchan Aruch, they pass on like the Rif, that Eidei Mesira Nami Karsi, but you could give a get only with Eidei Chasima. Says the Rambam, if the Chasim was Shalei Lishma, says the Rambam, if there are no Eidei Mesira, and you're relying on the Eidei Chasima for the Krisos, then it has to be Lishma Midaraisa, and if it was Shalei Lishma, it's Eino Get. But if there are Eidei Mesira, and I don't need the Eidei Chasima for the Krisos, and the Chasim was Shalei Lishma, then it's only possible Midarabon. In other words, the Rambam is saying, it depends. Where there are Eidei Mesira, then the Vechasav is only the Ksiva, not the Chasima. Where there are no Eidei Mesira, then the Vechasav becomes the Chasima. Because they're part of the Krisos, and the Vechasav now goes on the Chasima as well. That is the Shita Saramam. And the Rashba is saying, is coming. The Rashba's Befer is coming to be Mafkir if he's rejecting that Svar. He doesn't think it could be. If a Chasav could mean sometimes one thing and sometimes the other, then it should not always be the Ksiva. The Ksiva should not always have to be Lishma. Where the Chasim has to be Lishma, why should the Ksiva be Lishma? The same way you're saying that. So therefore the Rashba is no. If already we're going to say this word in the Rif, this Mahalach in the Rif, then the Chasav always includes whatever it sometimes includes. If the chasav is sometimes has that includes the chasima, it always includes the chasima. If it sometimes includes the chasima, it always includes the chasima. This is the and the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rashi is saying that according to this mahalach, therefore in the Rif, the chasima always has to be lishma midrash. The chasima always has to, regardless of whether the Eidei Mesira or not, the chasima always has to be lishma. In the Shulchan Aruch, this is the second opinion. Yeshayim, Shulchan Aruch, after he brings the Shitas Rambam, he brings a Yeshayim that a Chasima always has to be Lishma Midiraisa, and if it's Shalei Lishma, it's Ein again. That's the Rashba according to this Mahalach that he's saying on behalf of the Rif. So what do you do with their Koy Shalakim? Answers the Rashba, Yeshayim, Chasima is Noach, Ein a Chasima Klal. Says the Pashto of Teretz, a goy shechasim is no chasim at all. It's not a chasim shalei lishma. It's bechlal not a chasim. Uchiman demali b'diuta domi. It's like an ink stain. V'hilkuch lo mifsul b'chasim osu. That's not called a chasim shalei lishma. Chasim is Yisrael shalei lishma. That's a chasim shalei lishma. That's already not that passes. Chasim is nochi is nothing. It's interesting. The goyin in Shulchan Aruch there in Kuf Lamed Aleph, and that those two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Yeshayim. So the Yeshayimim is the Rashba, the Shitas Rashba we're reading right now, at least this stage in the Rashba. So the Goyin asks on this Yeshayimim in the Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara Kai Shalakim, how can you tell me that even if there are Eidei Mesira, you need a Chasim Lishma, what are you going to do with the Gemara Bar Kai Shalakim? I mean, how can you tell me that even if there are Eidei Mesira, you still need Chasim Lishma Midiraisa, what are you going to do with the Gemara Bar Kai Shalakim? Shemus Mephokim. And the Goyin doesn't say this Tchiyah, that Goyish Chasim is nothing. He remains with this Kash and he's Doichel Yeshayim. He's Doichel this Mahalach and the Rashba. So it's interesting to work out what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes here between the Rashba and the Goyin. The Rashba says, the Svarah, the Goyish Chasim is no Chasim at all. So therefore, there's no problem with Shalei Lashmar. And the Goyin doesn't have that Svarah. And therefore, he says that from Rekoy Shalakim, you see that where B'mokim made him a seer, at least Chasim is not after the Lashmar. That needs a Hezber. That needs a hezbo. What's the machlokes between the Rashba and the Goyin? And let's go on in the Rashba. Aval ksivas aged al koch misu berkois. Tavina lishmo v'halav lishmo. V'halav lishmo. V'yamet the chashvin lekamanda lesa kol shkin the leka get. He has it's a pnech saying if you're going to tell me that goyim shechasim is a nothing and therefore chasim shaloy lishmo goyim doesn't passel. So why can't goyim write the get? Why don't we say that a goyish ksiva shaloy lishmo doesn't passel because it's command the lesser? So if the Rashba, well, if it's command the lesser, you don't have a get. I don't even know what they have in So they call him like a sova. Ella says the Rashba the kashim. He has a kashim svar. Devadi mashmo de lebelezi leboy chasim lishmo klal. He doesn't think the whole svar is true. This svar that he said, alibadai rif, that since they the chasim and nami karsi, the vechos of kigo and the chasim, doesn't think it's right. Devadi mashmo de lebelezi leboy chasim leboyino and chasim lishmo klal. The vechos of the kro. Oy ksiva levadi, oy chasima levadi, oy ksiva vechasima. Vechosav cannot be flexible, says the Rashba. It doesn't make sense to him to say that when you don't have any chasima, vechosav is not is the ksiva. And when you have chasima, then the vechosav all of a sudden becomes the vechosav. Vechosav has to be uniform. Whatever it means, it always means. So either vechosav means the ksiva, like Rabbi Elazar, and then it always means the ksiva. Or it means the chasima, like a mayor, and then it always means the chasima. Or it means both, like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see later in the Rabbi Yehuda. And then it always means both. But to say that when you don't have Eidei Chasima, the Chasiv is the Ksiv alone, and when you have Eidei Chasima, the Chasiv all of a sudden embraces the Chasima, that's far the Rashba rejects entirely. He says, V'chasima levadi l'leboi ksiva l'shmokir admeir. And therefore he says, Manashach, if the Chasiv is the Chasam, then you shouldn't need the ever ksiva l'shmok, like Rabbi Meir holds talking. V'ksiva l'chasima, and if it means both, so l'leboi chasima l'oilim l'shmokir Rabbi Yehuda, l'slehochen, then you should always need a chasima. Like Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds, v'leke eidei chasima l'shmo livso. But came with Rabbi Elazar, machshir b'lo eidei chasima. Since Rabbi Elazar holds, you don't need eidei chasima. B'chal, you don't need eidei chasima. Obviously, v'chosav does not mean the chasima. If it doesn't mean the chasima, then it never means the chasima. Alma v'chosav ksiva l'shmo mamish gomar. And came with Rabbi Elazar, d'vat Torah, afilu ike eidei chasima. And therefore, the Rashba's maskon is that according to Rabbi Elazar, that eidei mesira karsi, you never need chasima l'shmo. And lo ich baslon l'shmo chosuma shaloi l'shmo chosuma. He's not rejecting the riff. He agrees that Eidei Chasima could be Kairos. But he said, but as far as Lishma is concerned, since Vechosav, as far as the Taitsh of Vechosav is concerned, what does Vechosav refer to? Vechosav, since Vechosav is the Ksivas again, it's not the Chasima. Since you don't need a Chasima, according to Belezer, Vechosav can't mean the Chasima. And therefore the Chasima never has to be Lishma. Even if you're relying on the Chasima for the Krisus. That's very clear in the Rashba. He's not rejecting the riff, not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Because there's still the Shittas HaRif, major Shittas HaRishonim, the Rambam, that Eidei Mesira Nami Karsi, Eidei Chasima are good for the Krisus. The Rashba is saying that it doesn't make sense to him to say that according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to have Chasima, and when you don't have any Chasima, the Chosav is the Ksiva. So even when you have Eidei Chasima and you're relying on Eidei Chasima, the Vechosav still means the Ksivas again and not the Chasima. And therefore Chasima never has to be Lishma, which means the Chasima never has to be Lishma even if there are no Eidei Mesir. This is already a third Shita. In Shulchan Aruch there's only two Shitas. In Shulchan Aruch you have Shita number one, Shita Sarambam, which was the Shita that the Rashba before rejected. That depends where you're relying on the Eidei Chasima. There are no Eidei Mesira, then the Chasim has to be Lishma Midiraisa. Where you're not relying on the Eidei Chasima, you have Eidei Mesira, then it's only a Gzera Derabonon, Dilma Osi Le Mimser Vapai or something, or Dilma Osi Le Mimser B'lo Eidei Mesira Mestama. But Akoponim, it's only a Derabonon. That's one Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, the first Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rashba rejected out of hand. The second Shita in the Rashba is, the second Shita in the Shulchan Aruch rather, the Eish Oimrim, is what the Rashba said before, as was the second Mahalach in the Rashba, the Mahalach that he said Aliba Darif, that the Chasima always has to be Lishma, since sometimes you rely on the Chasima. Therefore, Bechosav embraces the Chasima, and the Chasima therefore has to be Lishma Midiraisa, whether you need it or not. And now the Rashba is saying the third Shita, which in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't appear, that the Chasima never has to be Lishma, even if there are no Eidei Mesira and you're relying on the Chasima for the Krisus. But the vechasav in the Torah is referring to the ksiva the chasim, it never has to be lishma. In the Shecharach, you don't have this opinion, but the Goyin says it. The Goyin says v'li nira. He doesn't bring the Rashba, but the Goyin says v'li nira that you never have to have chasim or lishma, even if he's going within the rif. You never have to have chasim lishma, even when you're relying on the chasim. There's no idea mitzira. The chasim could also be kares. Even when the chasim are kares, they don't have to be lishma. We're going to say some interesting things about the shita, which we'll have to talk about in Mitzvah Shem, probably not today, probably tomorrow. It's glad to see the guys in Kufla Malala there on that halacha and shukra. It's very worth seeing. But like upon him, that's the shita of the Rashi himself, and it's also the shita of the guy. So now, I have to know. Yeah, Abby. What? Not what? Well, it doesn't reject the riff himself, but how do I know the Rashi not rejecting the riff? No, we know the riff's a major shita. In Hamagarish, everybody brings the riff. They don't have to reject the riff mikayach this argument. The Rashi was just saying, in as far as lishma is concerned, no, he's clearly not rejecting the riff. If he was rejecting the riff, we'd have to say a lot more than just this. You see, in the Goyin also, the Goyin has the shita also. He's not rejecting the riff. He's not rejecting the riff. The Rashi and Amagarish also, like all the other Rishonim, the Marach and the Shita's Rif, he doesn't make this argument against the Rif. So now we have to know. So the Rashi is rejecting this second Mahalach. What about the first Mahalach? The first Mahalach the Rashi said before he got to the Rif. That since sometimes we use the Eidei Chasim Raya, so they go into the Bechosa. Is he rejecting that also? Where that still stands. This is a big ambiguity in the Rashi. You could say, now he's making the argument against the second Mahalach, against the Mahalach that he said for the Rif, that the Chosav is not flexible, the Chosav always has to mean the same thing. So that's an argument against his first Teretz too. What was the first Teretz? That since the Eidei Chasima could serve the Raya, so therefore when you have Eidei Chasima, they go into the Chosav. Well, the same argument that he makes now against the Rif, not against the Rif himself, but against the Mahalach that he said on behalf of the Rif. The same argument that he made against this Mahalach of the Rif, Alib of the Rif, that the Chosav has to always mean the same thing. It can't be sometimes one thing and sometimes another. So you can say that's an argument against this first Teretz too. If the Chosav doesn't, when you don't have Eidei Chasima, the Chosav doesn't include the Chasima. So even if you have Eidei Chasima, how can the Chosav change? Could be. On the other end, you could say that maybe it's only an argument against the Rif's Mahalach, this Mahalach that he said within the Rif. It's not an argument against the first Mahalach. And this goes to what I said before, that it's not that what he said in behalf of the Rif is very different than what he said in the first Teretz. In the first Teretz, he was saying that since the Eidei Chasima sometimes serve the Raya, we use them to Latir Linosei, so they go into the Sipur Dvarim of the Get. In the Rif, he was saying that the Chosav could mean two different things. The Chosav could mean the Ksiva, and it could also mean what it means according to Rameir, the Chosav Haino the Chosav. And therefore it means both. That he rejected. If the Chosav means the Sipur Dvarim of the Get, it does not mean that. If when there are no Eidei Chasima, the Chosav means the Sipur Dvarim of the Get, then when you have Eidei Chasima, it doesn't change meanings. But the first Teretz that he said, that since the Eidei Chasima sometimes serve the Raya, everything goes into the Chosav, it becomes meaning, it becomes part of the Sipur Dvarim of the Get, that could still be valid. The Sipur Dvarim of the Get, whether you are more verbose, less verbose, it all goes into the Sipur Dvarim. Just because the Chosav always has to mean the same thing, it doesn't mean it always has to be the same number of words. You can have a get that's more flowery, a get that's less flowery, like you have Svardish Ksuvas, you know, they're very flowery, Lashonis, Hadin, Bochor, Ke'erez, Kelevon, I'd say all these. It all goes into the Sipur. So you have a short get, Harayim Muteres Lechalodom. You could have a long Nusach get, Harayim Muteres Lechalodom, with Eidei Chasima that'll prove that it's true. It all goes into the Sipur Dvarim. And that the Rashbam doesn't necessarily have a kasha. So this is not clear. Is the Rashbam rejecting the first Mahalach or not? It very much bears on what he's about to say. Because now the Rashbam gives his bottom line. If he has not rejected the first Mahalach, then his bottom line is going to be still with the first Mahalach. If he's rejected the first Mahalach, then his bottom line is going to have to be something new. Let's see what his bottom line is, and then we'll have to decide. So the Rashba says, Elo. So what's the bottom line? Why is Madrav Lezim Zuyu Kotefa Shid Posel? What's wrong with the Chasim Mishal Yishma? Says the Rashba, Mishim Da'osi Lemismach Alayu. Bainu Lishma. Osi Lemismach Alayu. Eidi Chasim have to be Lishma because Osi Lemismach Alayu. The Rabbon, Osi Lemismach Alayu. I don't know if he means Osi Lemismach Alayu L'Raya, or Osi Lemismach Alayu that you might use them for the krisus, like the Rif Shita, that you could use Eidi Chasim for the krisus. But since it's Osi Lemismach Alayu, therefore they have to be Lishma. V'hainu Daminik, which is only Gezer, Dilma. Dilma Osi Lemismach Alayu. V'hainu Daminik Kidderova, that's what the Gemara says, Kidderova, Dom Rova, Maida Blazim Suzuk Mitaychet. Klaimu Shim Gezer, Blaimu Shim Dino. It's Mashman the Lush and the Mertz Gezer. Kid the rabba. Otherwise, it should have said the lavochi. It should have said havelu lemeimer hecha diika edim but inon dechsev vechasev lo lishma. The Gemara quote the pasuk, not quote rabba, not quote Rav Abba rather. This is rabba. We have Rav Abba. Akoponim. It's mashman lush and the Gemara that it's a gzeir. It's a gzeir d'lamos l'mismachalai. Very difficult rashba. So this bottom line of the rashba is very difficult. Miwanushuf. If he's going back to his first mahalach. We'll say that he didn't reject, he only rejected the mahalach for the rift's mahalach, the second mahalach. The first mahalach is still there. And that's what he's going back to. That's not what he says. His first mahalach was that since they the chasim are good l'raya, so therefore they become part of the b'chasa. Now this is a whole new thing. Dilma osi l'mismach alayu. On the other hand, people say that no, he rejected the first mahalach. The chosiv has to always mean the same thing. He's rejected the rift and he rejected the first mahalach too. And now he's saying a new mahalach. And why is a chasim shalei lishma posel? Because dil mosi lemismach alayu. So that's a pelerav. What do you mean dil mosi lemismach alayu? Why can't you be soimach? That was his kasha in the first place. The Rashba began by asking, what's wrong with chasim lishma? According to Beleza, you don't need chasim lishma. So chasim lishma is fine. Meila koyer posel, so the taket's a chasim psula. But a chasim shalei lishma is a chasim ksheir. So what's the chash? So what did he answer now? Dil mosi lemismach alayu. And so what? So we be soimach on eidei chasima. But eidei chasima don't need to be lishma. So you're allowed to be soimach on them. Whether he means the raya, whether he means for the krisus, what's the difference? The Rashba's conclusion now is that eidei chasima don't have to be lishma, not for the raya, not for the krisus. He was doing what he said in the rif, that eidei chasima, where you're relying on eidei chasima for the krisus, it has to be lishma. He said it's not true. The chasima never has to be lishma. No, if it never has to be lishma, so what's the dil mosi lemismach alayu? Very difficult grasp, but what's he saying here? Dul Masil Mismach Alayu. I think it's Yosef Korov. It's a difficult grasp. And grapples with this Rashba. I think it's more Korah Be'enai. The Rashba is not rejecting the first mouth. He's still going with the word that he said at the beginning, that since the chasimos are used the raya, so they become part of the chasa, they become part of the ksiva saget, they become part of the sipur dvarim of the get, they go into the ksiva saget, and therefore the chasim has to be lishma. That's still true. So what's he adding now? Dilma osi lemismach alayu. He said everything he needed to say. It's part of the chasimus aget. It's part of the chasimus aget, rather. Whatever is part of the chasimus aget needs to be lishma. So what does he have to add anything more? Apparently the Rashba holds we can say this maybe in two versions. Version number one. Apparently the Rashba holds that even if the chasima needs to be lishma, let's say, since the chasima is part of the sipur dvarim of the get, it becomes part of the ksivas haget, and therefore it has to be lishma. So, and if it's not lishma, so that means that chelik of the get is possible. It's all part of the sipur dvarim of the get. The chasim also is part of the sipur dvarim of the get. It's all part of the b'chasa, and therefore it has to be lishma. And if it's not lishma, so those lines of the get that have the names of the edim, it will be pasul because it's shalei lishma. But so what? I don't need those lines anyway. We're going to Rabbi Lezer. You don't need the Eidei Chasim anyway. So even if those lines are possible, so big deal. Dal mehocha, those lines, and you have a kosher again. We said a similar story yesterday, as a suggestion in Tosfos. So therefore the Rashi has to add, that in a chenami, those lines have to be lishma, and those lines, if they're not lishma, are possible, but that by itself is no big deal, because I don't need those lines anyway. But that's only kozman, I don't need those lines of the get, the chasim is l'raya. But what happens if I'm going to need those lines of the get l'raya? Maybe you're not going to have Eidei Mesir Lahatir Linosei. I'm going to need to use the Eidei Chasim L'Raya to serve as a Raya. It has to be, they have to be, it has to be kosher. But it's not kosher because it needs to be Lishma. And therefore they were gozer that the Eidei Chasim have to be Lishma, because if they're not Lishma, it's posel. And yet I might use them L'Raya, and being that they're posel, they can't be used L'Raya. Version number one. Now, let me point out, in that version you see a chiddush, that if Eidei Chasim have to be Lishma, and he's saying that they do, because they're part of the Sipur Dvarim, they have to be Lishma, then if they're not Lishma, not only is it a chisaron in the krisus, not only would it be a chisaron in the krisus, which wouldn't bother me so much, because I'll just cut those lines out, but it would be chisaron in the get as a raya as well. A get that's shaloi Lishma, if it needs to be Lishma, then a get that's written shaloi Lishma is not even good for a raya. And even if the get was lishma, but the lines of the chasim are shalei lishma, if since they need to be lishma, if they're not lishma, they're not even good as a rai. That would be fair. It's not like the Biskrov. The Biskrov said that even where you need the shma, it's only in the krisus, not in the rai. This is the pshat in the Rashi, but the Rashi is saying the fair is not the way. Once the chasim has to be lishma, and he explains the Rashi, the Havamina, the beginning going into the Rashi, thought the chasim doesn't have to be lishma b'chal. We're going to Rabbi Lezer. Why should the chasim be lishma? So that he explained. Since sometimes the Eidei Chasim serve the Raya, so they are part of the Sipur Dvarim of the Get, it has to be Lishma. But that by itself is not, doesn't give me everything, because even if the Chasim has to be Lishma, but I don't really need the Chasim for the Krisus. So the Chasim by itself is puzzle, but big deal. So I have a puzzle, a line in the Get, but it's not a line that really is important to me. But says the Rashi now at the end, but since that line is puzzle, so I can't even use the Raya. And then I have a problem. And therefore they were geyser not to use this Get at all, lest I come to use it as a raya, and as a raya it won't serve because the chasim is a shalei lishma. That'll be one version how to say this. Mahalach and the Rashba. Version number two is that although the Rashba said before that since I used it, since the Chasim is conserved the Raya, therefore they become part of the Sipur Dvarim of the Get, they become part of the Ksivas HaGet, that's only true to the extent that I use them as a Raya. If I don't use them as a Raya, they're not part of the Sipur Dvarim of the Get. But and therefore if I won't use these the Chasim as the Raya, then they're taken out part of the Vechasim and they don't have to be Lishma. But we're afraid maybe I'll come to use them as a raya, and if I'll come to use them as a raya, then they'll become part of the bechasav. And to the extent that they're part of the bechasav, they're posel and they can't be used as a raya. I'm not saying retroactively it'll pass the krisus, that I think would be too wild. But I'm saying to the extent that I want to use it as a raya, if I don't want to use the chasim as a raya, it's takanat posel, because then it's takanat part of the sipur dvarim of the get. But to the extent that I do want to use the chasim with a raya, then they become part of the ksivas dvarim. Then they become part of the Bechasav. And then they have to be Lishma, and if they're Shaloi Lishma, then they're not good L'Raya either. Which is still not like the Biskrov. The bottom line is very similar. That's a big Chidushim. It's a very big Chidushim here in this Rashba. The Iker Chiddush, it comes out a tremendous vort in the Rashba, a tremendous Chiddush, that a get, that, as I said before, that if you need the Chasimis to be Lishma, then if they're Shaloi Lishma, it's a problem in the Raya. It's a problem in the get as a Raya. I think this is connected to what we saw in the beginning of the Rashba, that the Rashba conflates the function of the get as a krisus and the function of the get as a raya. We saw it in the Rashba at the very beginning, the etzm svara, that the v'chosev includes the raya of the shtar. So we saw already in the Rashba this idea that it's not two separate worlds. The raya of the get and the krisus of the get are not separate. The things in the get that are l'raya become part of the v'chosev, and they have to be l'shma. They go into the l'shma. And now the Rashba is saying the opposite, the other side of the coin. Therefore, the things in the get that are not l'shma, if they need to be l'shma, then they can't be l'raya either. It's a package deal. I said before, I want to just add something. I know it's getting late. We have so far three shittas. We saw three shittas. In the issue of chasim l'shma. Ali b'darif, even within the shittas harif, we saw three shittas. We saw one shittah, the shittas haramam, shittas shulchan aruch, first opinion of shulchan aruch. That according to the Rif, since Eidei Chasima could also be Kairos, the Eidei Chasima always have to be Lishma. Even if you have any Mesira, and they're not Kairos. But since they could be Kairos, they have to be Lishma. The Rashba doesn't like that. We saw a second Shita, which is the Yeshayimrim in the Shulchan Aruch, which was the second Mahalach in the Rashba. That since Eidei Chasima sometimes could be Kairos, they always have to be Lishma. Always have to be Lishma. Since sometimes the Kairos, the Chasiv therefore includes the Chasiv. Since sometimes the Chasima is Kairos. Now we saw a third Mahalach, which is the Rashba himself, and the Goyin is masking to this, is Valimira, that the Eidei Chasima never have to be Lishma. Even if they're Kairos, they don't have to be Lishma, because the Chasiv means the Chasiv. Now, in the Rashba himself, when he says that idea, that's the bottom line of the Rashba, that's how he holds. And it's also the bottom line of the Goyin. The Goyin says, believe nearer, that's the Shittas HaGoyin as well. But here I want to point out a difference. The Rashba, when he explains that Shitta, his Shitta, so he says, because V'chosav can't change meanings. If when there are no Eidei Chasima, the V'chosav, which is the Lishma, refers to the Ksiva, then it can't mean something more when you happen to have Eidei Chasima, and even if you happen to be relying on the Eidei Chasima. The Goyin, when he says the Shita, this Valinira, he says it's a different connection. It needs a big beer what he's saying. The Goyin says that Eidei Chasima never have to be Lishma. Linira, that Eidei Chasima never have to sign Lishma. Even if you don't have Eidei Mesira and the Eidei Chasima are serving as the Krisus, he says they still don't have to be Lishma according to Rabbi Elazar. According to Rameir, they do. But according to Rabbi Elazar, they don't. Because the Eidei Chasima, according to Rabbi Elazar, even if there are no Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Chasima, according to Rabbi Elazar, are midin shtarois bi'alma. Adkan. There's other things too, but this is the line right now, for now. What is he going to b'chal say? And according to Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima, not midin shtarois. Machlekes of Lezim Meir is a machlekes in Hilchos Shtarois. It's a machlekes in Shar Shtaris also. Eidei Chasima Karsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi. It's a machlekes in Hilchos Shtaris. What makes the Shtar? Is it the Eidei Mesira that make the Shtar? Is it the Eidei Chasima that make the Shtar? It's a machlekes in Din Shtaris. And then it bears on Get also, because what's the Vichosa? So what is the Goyin saying? According to Rav Meir, Vichosa has to be Lishma, the Chasima has to be Lishma, because it's not Midin Shtaris Bialma. It's something more. According to Rav Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karsi. So even if you don't have Eidei Mesira and you're relying on Eidei Chasima, but the Eidei Chasima are midin shtaros, and since they're only midin shtaros, it doesn't have to be lishma. That the Goyin needs a big hesber. Could I just see the Goyin inside? It's Kupla Medalef. I forgot the sif in Shulchan Aruch, but you see right away this is what he's talking about. Whether Chasima has to be lishma or not, with the Goyin over there, it's could I just see? And Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll continue with the union.